Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jacob Stitch Duran here. And if you guys really want to listen to some good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from. MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Hello?
Well, Goldstein. Yes, Goldstein.
Yes.
Well, I
think it's...
Yes. I think we need to announce something here, don't we?
Oh, you got this right, Mr. Professional. You know, after losing a client, falling downhill, and us talking over the weekend, you made me open up. We talked about it. We signed the contract. We signed this probational contract. And I want you to talk a little bit more about that professional contract to the press.
Well, to be in the exact on detail, it is a contract that I created with you. Because what the contract is, if you pick up a drink, just one single drink, if I notice you have a drink, you will be in breach of contract. It will be broken. You here, Goldstein, and I'm getting an opportunity to have a client such as myself.
Well, Mr. Randall, I give you my word that I would not drink anymore. The only thing you're going to see me drinking is just water, and that's it. So, from now on, no more drinking, and folks, let's get ready for the Roman Show.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax. Stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Johnny Naka is joining us tonight along with Randall Villafana. Johnny, welcome to the show again, man.
Well, the pleasure is all yours, Roman. Good to be here.
Awesome, man. And, you know, we missed you last week. Randall was on here on board helping me out. Randall, how you doing? I know we did the MMA show, but you feeling all right? I'm not.
We are being
humiliated.
Yeah, I know that, and I'm just hoping that I don't feel the same way they are feeling for giving Goldstein an opportunity to redeem himself.
Oh, man. Yeah, what's going on with you and this alcoholic? Don't you know that you just can't do business with those guys? They're addicts.
Look, I have an issue myself. I practice pity on others sometimes, and I see his misery, and I feel like he needs some help, and I think this is what he needs.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ. Just shaking my head, bro. Hashtag SMH. Just like I'm doing right now in front of the Heat. I know, Johnny, I know you probably hate us because, you know, our Heat defeated the Knicks over there in New York, but...
I hate basketball. I can give a shit about the Knicks.
All right, then. I, I, could you care less. And Johnny, what have you been up to, man? What, have you been with any appearances lately?
Actually, I was in Los Angeles last weekend, which is why I couldn't do the show. I made some money, but I am strictly on a confidentiality basis, can't speak about it, so we'll let the fans wonder what I was doing out there. But
all right, Johnny.
Appearances, yeah, I'll be wrestling this Saturday.
All right, man. Johnny going to Hollywood. He's going to take us with us, man.
Fucking right, I'm going to Hollywood. This is a silver screen son of a bitch right here, okay? Hashtag silver screen son of a bitch.
That's what they call you, the box office draw, Johnny Knockout. And right now,
yes,
actually, ironically, TNA is airing right now on Spike TV. And I'm sure you heard the big news before we welcome one of our first guests, George of ICW. They're going to have a big show tomorrow night in Jumbo, right here in Miami, Florida, followed by Dash Maverick, who's going to be on their card, wrestling Stevie Richards. And also, Jordan Rayner will be calling in. He is a professional local wrestler here as well, who recently won a tag team belt. And Trevor of another local promotion will be telling us what's going to happen this weekend, this Saturday night, actually, in Broward County, with a big show happening over there as well. But the big news today, guys, is, well, there is two big news. Number one, the WWE will be permanently going live 3 hours on Monday night, starting July 23rd, with the 1,000th episode of Monday Night Raw. This will happen July 23rd. And when WWE notified the fans about the 3-hour show, TNA followed with TNA will be airing live. And they got bumped up to 8 p.m. on Spike TV. So you got 3 hours of Monday Night Raw and live action from TNA. I'm going to first start off with you, Johnny. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I think WWE going live 3-hour Raws is just awesome, man. I mean, for lack of a better term, it's great. It gives more guys an opportunity to be on the TV and gives more guys an opportunity, a chance to shine. So I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, you can never have too much wrestling. So that's great. TNA going live. I think Hulk Hogan said that would solve 80% of their problems. I hope he's willing to back up his words now, and let's see if they can, do something a little bit different. Certainly going live puts guys on, like, the fast track to just not screw up. So, we'll see. Maybe we'll get some more exciting turnouts from Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, sorry. How about you, man?
It's great for both of them, man. I wish them all the best.
That is awesome. That's totally right. How about you, Randall? Your thoughts when you heard the news?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm ecstatic when it comes down to Monday Night Raw extending itself 3 hours. I want to see where they go with it. I mean, it's going to be an awesome programming. And just like Johnny said, you can never go wrong with more wrestling. And with TNA, I'm hoping for the best because, I mean, even sometimes their pre-recorded falls off a bit. So, I mean, hopefully, if they go and stick to the live, they'll solve a lot of their issues and definitely give us great wrestling programming.
That's right. And guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. You can join in the conversation, hashtag RomanShow. You can follow my man Johnny over here at JKOReality on Twitter, and also Randall. Randall, I keep forgetting yours. What's your Twitter account?
Mr. Randall V, as in Victor. I'm going to create a new one. I think I got to make the Mr. Professional or something, since now that is my new alias.
That's right. That's what you missed last week, Johnny. We gave Randall a nickname, Mr. Professional.
Oh, I'm aware of it. I lurk in the shadows like my buddy Don Roy Caruso, but, I'm always, whether I'm on the air or not, I'm always seeing what's going on.
Well,
I'm a professional, too.
Well, I don't know, man, but after this loss, with the heat, it has me so upset right now. It makes me want to join Goldstein right now. But
what, did he lost or something?
Yeah, let's just move on with the conversation. All right, other news here, TNA. It was announced, Big Papa Pump. If you guys have been following up with the world Twitter action between Papa Pump, Eric Bischoff, and Hulk Hogan, they've been going at it. Yeah, they've been going at it. Constantly attacking each other, and actually Papa Pump was the first to announce that Hogan's daughter Brooke Hogan will be part of TNA, and surely enough there was a press release sent out today that indeed she will be part of TNA. Brooke Hogan, she'll actually be the executive in charge of the Knockouts division of TNA, and that's Brooke Hogan. Heck, could we see Brooke Hogan in action one day?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's
the
worst.
The ring is a place for her. What is this? Like TNA's version of like Eve being like John Laurinaitis's secretary or some shit?
Interesting.
Come on, man. What's with all the originality these days? You know what they need? They need Johnny Knockout because I am Mr. Original.
And the box office draw.
And I'm nobody's secretary, damn it. You want a cup of coffee? I'll throw the coffee at you.
I approve of that kind of action, yes.
Actually, I'll probably drink the coffee.
We want to welcome a good friend, Lorraine, out there listening. I know that she welcomed the new life for her daughter, right? From what I understand, Johnny?
Yes, Rosalie Lillian Alice, which is her granddaughter, was born. I'm sorry. I know the date. April 26th. Yep.
Awesome.
That's my goddaughter's birthday as well.
Sweet.
And actually she had the same middle name, Alice.
Hey, yeah,
full of crazy knowledge here. Yeah, she did. She's a grandmother for the first time. Congrats.
Welcome to the world, to the little baby out there here on the Roman show. So
somebody's scratchy there. It's killing my ears.
Yeah,
I'm
Randall.
Sure it's killing all the listeners' ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your line, Randall?
I'm not sure.
I think
you got a cat over there scratching at your ear?
No, not really.
Well, we got lots to talk about here, and we're going to first start off with, like I mentioned, with George of ICW. He is the promoter in South Florida. Randall, you actually had an opportunity to see an ICW show here, 2 months ago, I think it was?
Just about 2 months ago. It was a very exciting show. It was fun and entertaining. First time I've been to one of the indie shows on here, so it was definitely an experience, and I enjoyed it very much.
And then we're going to get a hold of George briefly, real quick. Johnny, hopefully we can get you in action here in ICW one day. As far as ICW, Fan Fest tomorrow. George, what's up, my man? Welcome to the Roman Show. How you doing today, man?
How you doing, Roman? I'm doing good. And yourself?
Good. George, you're on with Rando Villafane and Johnny Knockout all the way from New York here on the program. First and foremost, we want to talk about tomorrow night Fan Fest. It's a free show. There will be no money paid to go and enjoy this show, and you will be enjoying some great Nicaraguan food at this location. Tell us exactly what's going to happen tomorrow night, George, on ICW.
Here's what's going on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is our one day a year that ICW is getting together to get back to the ICW fans. The ICW fans who have backed us up for the last 10 years that we have been running. Tomorrow night, we have a fantastic card that shouldn't be free, because we're getting Jay Bates, our former champion, ERA, a former ICW champion and PRX Crown champion, and the current PRX Crown and ICW and former ICW champion Joker in a triple threat match. I mean, that right there, you should have to pay to watch that. But we're giving it away for free as appreciation to our fans. On top of that, where else can you see Stevie Richards compete for free? You know, Stevie Richards and Dash Maverick are number one contender in the main event. You know, it's one day a year that we're all going to get together and we're going to have fun. We're not going to have a locker room. Fans are going to be interacting with the wrestlers the whole time. When the music hits, they're going to jump into the ring, but they're going to be standing at ringside watching the matches with the fans.
Wow. That's pretty neat. And they're going to be enjoying some great Nicaraguan food, right?
Yes, Yambo Restaurant, the location is a fantastic Nicaraguan restaurant, and which is open 24 hours a day, and the food is extremely cheap priced. I mean, I think the meal is $4.50. I know I'm a big guy, and I have to leave food because the portions are enormous.
Yeah, they are. It's about $6. You get steak, you get rice and beans, and all of that good stuff. Now, how did this venture come about? I mean, who would have thought that you get pro wrestling in a Hispanic community in the middle of of Little Havana in Miami, Florida, in this restaurant that I mean, it's been over there for almost 30 years. And how did this whole concept come about? And to be free?
Well, see, we have been working with Yambo since a little bit before Lucha Fest. We're actually working with Yambo to become one of our sponsors for our big event on this past March. And it fell through. They had a TV opportunity, and you know, that was a better opportunity for them. I went back the week later, and the owners of Yambo had actually gone to Lucha Fest and enjoyed it. They loved the show. You know, we gave them some free tickets, and they loved it so much that they wanted to do a show there. So we talked to them, and you know, we're gonna do it. That's what we're gonna do tomorrow night. And some of our talent is actually now working at Yambo, thanks to you know the connections we have made.
So we can see like one of these guys serving some fritanga.
You might see one of our girls serving a fritanga.
Really? That's pretty neat. That's pretty cool. That's for Johnny. I'm sure you enjoy a hot waitress serving you some good food.
I care more about the food than I do the waitresses, believe it or not. But they're a good side dish. Why not? But yeah, I've never had Nicaraguan food. At least I don't know if I did. Tell us a little bit more about that. I don't know. I'm very interested in food.
I'll tell you because my parents are from Nicaragua, Johnny. But basically, for those folks out there listening to us all the way in the Northeast, Nicaraguan food it's Nicaraguan food. It tastes very delicious. And in Georgia, I'm pretty sure you could back me up with this. It's basically
they have to go for the carne asada.
Yes, it's basically grilled steak.
Become a who?
Grilled steak. It's called carne asada, which basically
I love carne asada. I can say it really good too. Carne asada. You like the roll of the tongue, ladies? Yeah.
Now,
no, I'm a big fan of burritos, so.
Yeah, but it's not your carne asada burritos. It's not what you listen to at Taco Bell or anything like that. So you get your grilled steak and you get your rice and beans, and they're mixed up, which is known as gallo pinto, which is actually colored rooster, or right? That's what it'll be translated. Colored rooster.
It's red. It's red beans with rice.
Red beans with rice. So the rice actually looks kind of purplish, and then they serve.
Yeah, that's great fiber and great protein, man.
Yes, it is. And then you could get either a tortilla, which is, you know, we all made it. It's known out of corn. And then you could either choose tajadas verdes, which is basically plantains fried. And that's really good stuff. Or you can
How about that, man?
Yeah, I mean, they got, and then they got a little cabbage salad and all that stuff. So good stuff. So for all the folks up there listening to us in the West Coast and the Northeast, because I know not a lot of Nicaraguans are out there in New York, but... that's basically what carne asada and the fritanga means. But George, that's really a cool, fun stuff. I'll be out there. I'm going to be enjoying some carne asada and cacao because I love that drink. And that's basically chocolate, you know.
Did you say chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Listen, I got to cut you off for a second. Listen, anybody in the Miami area has got to go out to see ICW tomorrow night. They got free wrestling, number one. I mean, you can't beat that. You got freaking Nicaraguan food that's just fantastic. It's almost like carne asada, and I heard there was chocolate in there somewhere. Who doesn't like chocolate? If you do, if you don't, you're a fool. You got that, and you got hot waitresses, and you get to meet George, man, who's the promoter, and you get to interact with these guys. Any of my JKL Army that's out in the Miami area and Crystal Knockout, I know you're listening. You better make your ass down there to ICW and go just enjoy, take some pictures, take some videos, and just put them on the Roman Show fan page
for all
of us.
Yeah, tag us.
Hello, George, by the way. I didn't get a chance to say hello to you.
How you doing? And the wrestling fans will know me more as Scorpio. I'm the general manager, promoter of ICW. But, you know, I want to bring up one more interesting thing about tomorrow night is we have, since Lucha Fest, a lot of our talent has not been used in our events. So tomorrow, not only are we're going to use the majority of our talent, but we're going to use some of the talent that we regularly don't use. So you're going to see these guys that are trying to get a spot on the regular ICW shows so that you know that they're going to go out there and put on 200%. You know, so the fans can interact and the fans can see this and hopefully, you know, earn a spot at, you know, the next event, which is No Boundaries in June.
Wow, so
man, I would love to be out in Miami tomorrow, guys, because I would definitely know I would earn a spot being in that ring. Oh, man,
yeah.
Maybe in the future.
Yes, maybe in the future, Johnny. We need to see you down here. So that's absolutely great, man. And the show starts at what time, George?
The show starts at 8 p.m. on the dot. And, you know, it's going to be a good hour and a half wrestling event. So Christ, does everybody go up and watch it?
That is awesome. What's the address up there, Jumbo?
I do not have that with me, but it's right off of 1st Street Southwest and 16th Avenue.
And that's where it is. And you can't miss it because they got this whole antique type of theme. You really cannot miss it. It's really on the corner, like you said.
If you're driving down 1st Street to downtown, on your left side, past the gas station, if it looks like it's a yard sale, you've hit the right spot.
Yeah, it is. It's right beside it's right beside it. Actually, the actual address is 1643 Southwest 1st Street. That's the address of Jumbo. And the action starts tomorrow, as George stated, at 8 p.m. And we're going to be seeing great wrestling out there for absolutely nothing. And that's just awesome what you're trying to do there, George. You know, I can remember the last time I saw a free wrestling show down here in Miami. You know, pretty much all of them, you have to spend a dime or two. So that's great stuff. Now, they're also going to have drinks as well, alcohol drinks or no, like beer?
It's up to Yambo. The food and the drinks and everything is up to Yambo. I'm actually on my way to Yambo so we can, you know, figure out where we're going to put everything tomorrow night. So I can find out for you if I'm allowed to stay on the line for a few more minutes.
Just let us know later on. Or tweet it to us.
I have another question for the Roman show.
Sure.
You know, we're here promoting tomorrow night's Fan Fest, but just a few weeks from now, we have No Boundaries. And tomorrow night I will make a major announcement on what's going to happen at No Boundaries. No Boundaries, every year for us, is an event that most of the matches have no rules or are special stipulation matches. And this year will be no different, with one major opening to the event. So I'm going to announce what the opening to the event is going to be tomorrow night. So I do suggest the ICW fans to be there so they can witness the announcement.
Pretty interesting. I could only imagine what that's going to be. And I understand that ICW, by the minute, is bringing in big names like Stevie Richards.
Well, Stevie Richards, we're not bringing in Stevie Richards. Stevie Richards is now part of our roster.
Wow, he's officially part of the roster.
He is officially an ICW star, and he will be an ICW star. He will be in the majority of events from now till December. And past December, I don't have any dates, but I'm pretty sure he'll stick around, and hopefully we can keep working together. Stevie Richards is a hell of a star, and it's great for him to be able to come out here and work with some of the current ICW talent so that, you know, our talent can get to the next level and the ICW fans can experience a former 22-time WWE Hardcore Champion, you know, former ECW original WCW Flock member, you know, so he's phenomenal to have around. And, you know, and we're going to be putting him against different talent almost every event, and I know that he's going to be taking on Dash Maverick tomorrow night for the number one contendership, which if anybody was at the last event, he pretty much threw out of his match, out of the title match with Sean Prime when he was jumped by the tech squad who joined Prime and injured Stevie Richards' arm. So I know that Stevie wants a shot at the ICW championship one more time. So I know that it's good for the fans to come out and, you know, check it out and see the progression of ICW's future.
Well, there you go, guys. Tomorrow night, 1643 Southwest, 1st Street in Miami, Florida, in the Little Havana area. You can check out Free Wrestling and Fritanga. You can't go wrong with that for free. Great action. And, in fact, George, thanks so very much for your time. But I believe now we have Dash Maverick on the line as well, who will be fighting tomorrow, Stevie Richards. Dash, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
All right, Dash. Thanks so much, George. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, see you tomorrow night.
All right, sir.
Night, George.
All right, Johnny, Randall, and now we're going to welcome Dash Maverick, who will be in action tomorrow night against Stevie Richards. You know, Dash, for you, this must be a dream come true.
Yeah, actually, this is pretty amazing, man. I mean, I remember watching Stevie on TV when he came out. Actually, the first time, I'm going to say I'm a little guilty of this, the first time I saw Stevie Richards on TV was actually when he was in the Right to Censor as Steven Richards. So sometimes I need to stop myself when I'm talking to him and remind myself not to call him Steven. But yeah, I mean, later on I caught up with the other stuff that he did. But yeah, it's very exciting for me, man. The guy who's done so many things, and I get to step in the ring with him, and not just step in the ring with him, but I get to step in the ring with him at a main event at a free show that's going to be out and open for the public for everybody to see. So I'm excited, I'm nervous, and I'm humbled all at the same time.
That's just great. And Johnny, you being yourself a professional wrestler and Dash as well, I'm going to ask both of you guys, because I think it's a great, great question for both of you guys. How is it wrestling outside compared to indoors, man? Dash?
Fun. My bad.
All right. Well, I've only wrestled outside a couple of times, but from the difference of it is really the heat. So it all depends on the weather tomorrow, because I remember the first time I wrestled an outdoor event. It was at Calle Ocho, and it was like 100 and something degrees outside in the middle of May. And I know it gets 108 degrees down here in Florida in the middle of May, and everywhere else it's freezing. But it was like 108 degrees outside, and I remember there was a red canvas, because we had a choice of a black canvas or a red canvas. And the ring guy, thank God, put out the red canvas, because if had he put on the black canvas, I think at the first pinfall, every match would have been over, because he would have been stuck to the mat.
How about you, Johnny?
Yeah, I've wrestled outdoors in Pennsylvania, in Tampa, Florida. And one thing I could say is the experience, yeah, the skin melts right off your back. It's a great feeling. So I made sure I won both of those matches. And you know, you can actually check him out on JKOTube. That's YouTube.com, the real JKO. I want to say hello to Dash. I've heard your name brought up a couple of times on the show, and it's good to speak to you, buddy. I'm Johnny Knockout, and it's a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to finally talk to you, too, man. I've heard a lot of stuff about you, too.
Hopefully it's good stuff.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Roman talks really good about you.
He's a buddy.
And Dash, and Johnny, obviously we have Randall here. Randall, you saw Dash Maverick in action at your first show that you went to. You have a question for Dash, Randall?
Well, I mean, first off, I guess I want to go more into detail when it comes down to how do you feel when you see your son up there doing all your motions, all your signs, every time the way you lift up your arms, everything like that. How does that feel for you emotionally every time you see your son up there?
I think no, you maybe have me a little bit confused with Michael Mannix.
Yeah, I think confused with Michael Mannix. Randall, Dash was the gentleman who fought Sean Prime.
I'm looking at the wrong report here.
But one thing, Randall, and I'm sure you remember about this, they had this insane match that night. And I remember going to the
I've switched over the papers here. I had the papers mixed up.
His back, Dash, I remember your back, man. Yeah. It was something.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty brutal, man. I mean, I backstage when I kind of felt a little bit better, I took a picture of my back, and I still have it on my phone to this day. And I love showing it to people whenever somebody says, oh, you're a professional wrestler, really? And I go, yeah, take a look at this picture. And then after that, they're like, all right, where can we get tickets to your next show?
Yeah, that it was pretty brutal, man. But now I'm sure you remember that, Randall. Randall, you there?
Randall,
you
reading your notes, Randall? What's going on?
I think he's reading the notes. I think he is. But Johnny...
Johnny's
sure,
hard.
And Johnny, I'm sure you experience this as well when you get hit, whatever it be, and some of the bruises. And we always come to this same topic as far as wrestling, some considering it a joke, not being professional, not being risk-taking. But Dash right here is just explaining exactly the effect that he had after that match. And I'm telling you, it was brutal. It was horrendous. And yet
what
again,
kind of match with it that he's got all these welts on his back? Was it like a Singapore cane match? What happened? Or was it just an all-out?
It was just a no-holds-barred match, anything goes. And at one point, Sean Prime picked up a steel chair and he just wailed on my back for a little while. And I lost count. I still got to look at the tape. I keep saying I'm going to do that. Look at the tape and find out how many times he hit me over the back. But it felt like a bunch. It was definitely less than 50, but more than, 25.
You should post that on the Facebook, the Roman Show Facebook. We'll put that up for you. We'll, put a link up there for you.
That match is up there somewhere. Somebody recorded it.
Yeah, we'd like to see it. We'll definitely add it to the page if you can get it on over to Roman. And, we'll show these people exactly what it is we do in that ring. I know for a fact that I've come face to steel. I've busted myself open the hard way. Well, not myself. I didn't headbutt the thing. I mean, my opponent drove my head into it. And, yeah, I mean, I've almost broken my shoulder falling on it. You know, anybody that says it's a joke, you know, I just would love to body slam them just one time or have them hit the ropes for like 10 seconds. They develop a whole new respect for it.
Hey, Rand, Dash, I want to ask you this question because I see you all the time on Facebook, and we all know that Facebook is good and it's bad because it's good, well, you get to keep updated, but it's bad because there's a lot of gossip going on. But I've been sitting here and reading some of these posts, but I see that there's a lot of heat between other promotions and other wrestlers, and they bring out little details. Details that really are pointless, but they make a big deal out of it, when in fact they should be talking about something else in a grander scale. What is going on with the independent scene here in South Florida, in your opinion?
My opinion? I mean, you really want my opinion?
Yes.
I could tell you my opinion. I'm probably not going to be a very popular guy for this, but to
don't
be perfectly
do
honest with
don't
you...
Don't do it. Johnny knows about this. We go...
There's so many people here on the Northeast that don't like me, and I don't give a shit because I tell them like it is. Dash, you better be one of those guys, man.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
All right, I'll give you the cool version without mentioning any names, without going into any details, and I'm sure I can promise you that if it gets pretty bad, you're gonna want me on another show to give you a more detailed explanation, but. I think a lot of it comes down to ego, and it's sad because I hear about how in other places that isn't South Florida that ego thing doesn't exist, and everybody's very humble, everybody's cool with each other, you're all brothers in the business, and here it almost feels like everybody kind of lies and says brother and shakes your hand, but I'm gonna be honest, for the most part. A lot of guys are being truthful with you, and there's a lot of nice guys in the business. You know, don't get me wrong. They do exist out there. But there are a couple who just, I don't know, man, it's the ego, and they think they deserve all this. You know, they show up at shows sometimes. They haven't been booked, but they'll show up at a show expecting a spot just because who they think they are or where they think they've been. And when the booker decides not to book them because it would mean, you know, taking one of their other guys off the show – just to put this guy in, you know, they get upset, and then they throw a tantrum and say, hey, why am I not on the show? Wouldn't you rather have somebody like me on your show than maybe some of these green guys? Yeah, but you know what? Those green guys were already booked. Those green guys showed up at 10 o'clock in the morning to help put up chairs. You know what I mean? This guy shows up maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, 2 hours before a show, and all of a sudden he wants a spot just because he's wrestled for, you know, what, a couple of independent circuits? That's great. No, listen, more power to the experience. Don't get me wrong. The more work you can get, the better. But don't show up at a show expecting to get stuff out of it just because of where you've been. You know, you still got to show the same respect to the booker as everybody else.
Exactly. Whoever is the person that's doing that is certainly not leading by example, and that's most important. You got the experience, teach the guys that you want to call them green. First of all, that makes you sound like an idiot when you call these other guys green. Help them. Instead of pointing a finger, why don't you lend a helping hand? That's always the way I've been growing up. So, yeah, I feel you.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to name names, and that's important that you don't, because you know what? We're classy guys. We're not here to trash talk anybody. But people should know that, you know, you got to represent yourself well, because you want to call everybody brother. If these are your brothers and your sisters, you should treat them like your family and help them out instead of trying to trash when they're not around. So,
and
yeah, but you saying they come in at 10 a.m., it's no wonder that they're there, because they show that they're reliable. You know, what is this crap showing up 2 hours before a show? I always like to show up an hour before my promoter tells me I should be there just to help out.
But one thing I've noticed, guys, is that they constantly go on the internet and they call out people, and then they take it to the extreme, but when they go face to face, it's like nothing ever happened. And I've been seeing this very, very, very much lately. And I mean, the thread is incredible. It goes up to like 150 comments, and it's really something a little minor. And I'm sure you've seen it, Dash.
Those are people that are just unhappy with themselves. That's all it is. If you were doing something positive and good, you wouldn't have time to talk shit.
Go ahead, Dash.
Exactly. No, I was gonna say I don't. Maybe I've seen it. but I might not be aware of the one you're talking about. If you could link me to that conversation, just send it to me as a message on Facebook, and I'll take a look at it. A lot of times what will happen is maybe I'll chime in. I try not to feed the trolls online, man. A lot of times these guys will start something, and I really try not to feed them. Or if it looks like it's about to get out of hand, I just drop out and stop following the conversation. So sometimes I might chime in, and then the thing goes to like 100 and something comments, and I haven't, you know what I mean? I haven't really followed it because it's online, man. There's no reason. Fans look at that. You know what I mean? I mean, you use it, push yourself, promote yourself, get your promos out there, get your website out there, explain yourself to people, and, you know, that's how you should be interacting with the fans, but not, you know, going online and bashing each other. The fans don't need to see that.
Right.
No, definitely not. You're a good man, Dash, for having that insight and viewpoint. I respect it.
Right. No, thanks, no doubt about that. Well, Dash, we're going to see you tomorrow night in action against Stevie Richards. A dream come true for you, man. Tomorrow night in Yambo at their free event, Fan Fest, ICW's Fan Fest. Absolutely free. You're going to enjoy the great food, and the address again is 1643 Southwest 1st Street. Dash, man.
Roman.
Sir,
one more thing, man. One more thing.
Go ahead.
I noticed you earlier. I was listening when you were talking with George. And you got to be careful with the way you phrase a couple of things, because you were talking about free wrestling and fritangas, but the way you said it, it kind of sounded like there was going to be free wrestling and free tangas.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
like
not
people are going to show up expecting free thongs, you know?
No.
Hey,
don't be fooled.
I don't speak Spanish. What is that?
Well, fritanga is just a basic word. It's kind of like a McDonald's, you know, like a fast food, but for Nicaragua. No, fritanga is not free. You have to pay for it. It's very reasonable prices. It's about...
Well, you said it's like $4 to $6, and you get like an overabundance of food, man.
Yeah.
That's great. I wish they had those places like that in New York.
They might have.
They don't. They charge double for everything, and they give you half. Try to make sense out of that. I can't.
Absolutely. But yeah, Dash, you will see Dash in action for free, but if you want to enjoy some food, you're going to have to pay for it. And that's tomorrow night at the Jambo, so make sure you're there on time, 8 p.m. And I'm sure it's going to be a lovely day tomorrow night or a lovely evening. I know we've been having a lot of rain out here, but they don't expect too much. So tomorrow, 1643 Southwest, First Street, Dash. We'll see you tomorrow night, my man.
All right, man. I'll see you guys tomorrow night at Knockout. Good talking to you, brother.
All right, same here, Dash. Keep it real, bro. Stay true to you.
Later, bro.
Thank you, Dash. Cool. All right. Now, we have one cut. Hello, you're on the air.
Cool guy, man.
Hello, you're on the air. D Magnet. Hello.
Oh. Yeah.
You're on the air.
Is it still me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you know, I stayed on the air because I wanted to hear what Dash wanted to say about Fan Fest. But you know, you brought up a topic that is near and dear to my heart, Roman. See, you were talking about the wrestlers that, you know, complain online and all this good stuff. Being the promoter that Dash is talking about, that was, you know, it gets, you know, I don't know, gets all these guys that think that they deserve a spot or deserve this or deserve that and get in my face about it. I figured I'd be the heat magnet. You got questions, I got answers. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know, Johnny. Your mentality on it from New York, what's the difference between there and here? But you know, I started this with Rusty Bruce, who's a legend. He's been to the WWE, and I wrote this on Facebook today because it's every single time I talk to somebody that's been in WWE or been in WCW, been in TNA, you know, ECW, whatever, they're humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one or two that are a-holes, but you know what? It's their gimmick. But they're humble. And these guys that have not done shit in this business, who should be trying to get a job in the WWE or TNA, all they do is talk crap and get in people's faces and, you know, try to push to get a spot. You know, my mentality is we're here to entertain the fans. We're here. Our number one thing, if you want to be a wrestler and you're not there to entertain the fans, then get out of this business. You're not here to entertain the boys. The boys can find other ways of entertainment. Johnny, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, I just don't get some. I mean, I wanted to ask you, now that you guys are talking about it, how is it over there? Is it, you know, I know there's always one or two bad seats, but shit. Well, no, there's plenty more bad seeds over here, and I'm sure that they probably say the same thing about me because, you know, it's called transference. You know, you get a lot of shitheads, and then they want to look at somebody that walks the line. I mean, yeah, certain aspects you got to look out for, number one. I understand that. But you don't do that by hurting another person. You know, you got to promote yourself. You got to put your, like Dash was saying, your promos, your matches. But I get a lot of shit for that in return because, oh, Johnny, all you care about is yourself. You think you're better than everybody. Hell, dude, I'm just doing the professional thing. It's like anybody else would. Just because you aren't doing it doesn't mean you need to go get and make a name for yourself at my expense. You know, if you want to have a match together, that's one thing. I've had guys trash me and then private message me, just like the Val Venus tribe with Matt Hardy, if that's, like, accurate. You know, it's the same crap. You know, be a professional, bro. You know, do it the right way. I'm willing to make money with people. I think that's important. But people, you know, and this is something Al Snow taught me, is that we don't shake hands in the locker room for respect, although I always thought it was that at the outset of when I first started. But we shake hands because everybody needs everybody. And me, I take that very seriously. When I go in, I shake everybody's hand, not just because, yeah, I need them in the match, but because I genuinely respect everybody I'm around. So, you know, the people that want to talk crap and everything, those are people that are just unhappy and just don't know what they're doing with themselves when they should be asking questions. And like you said, stay humble. All the big guys that had success, it's because they're humble, because they're respectful. Things aren't going to come easy and things aren't going to come quick, but, you know, it's how you deal with that. So I've always tried to stay positive, and that's what I teach and inspire my people to do. And you know what? They do the same for me in return. So, you know, it's a good circle.
And George, I wanted to bring that up. I brought that up because I saw there was a recent post, but it isn't even the only post that I saw. I've seen plenty of them, and you just guys keep going at it. And, you know, I've seen this stuff too in MMA, and you know how sometimes they say, you know, you guys are worse than girls, but, you know, it's
funny,
true, man. It's true.
We are.
It's true. It's really true. Because,
I completely agree.
You know,
I know worse than a girl in certain areas, not for nagging and nitpicking. Sorry, ladies, but you do that. But no, I'm worse than a girl where it takes me a freaking hour to get ready, whether there's conditioner in my hair or my oil's got to be just right or my nipples got to be just that hard, you know? But I'm glad I got last at that, or else I would have seemed really, really weird. But, go ahead.
Here's my thing. When I understand the whole looking out for number one. I've always understood that. You got to look out. I got to look out for Scorpio first before I look out for somebody else. Not in my aspect now as a promoter, but if I were trying to get booked, I have to look out for myself. But you don't bury those guys that you're going to be working with. They hold your life in their hands. You're working. This is, you know, it's a dance. You know, we've all been trained to see that this business is a dance. Every match you're in, you got to work with your partner. But here you are burying them, calling them green, saying that, you know, they don't deserve a spot, that you should be taking their spot. Really? You're going to be working him later. You don't think you're... you might, you know, get dropped a few times on your neck, you know? Like,
and, George, I'm sure you can agree with me on this. I've been in the ring with guys that I absolutely loathe, and I don't like them because they don't have not one redeeming quality about them. But when I'm in the ring, they're my best friend when I'm in the ring.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm saying I treat them as my best friend because it's important that we put on the best possible match. And you know what? Whether they won a belt or whether when it was against me or whether they won the match, I go to the back and I shake their hand genuinely and I say, congrats, you know, you've earned it or whatever. Even if they, you know,
one way or the other, they
obviously the promoter thinks they should have it for that point in period. So good for them. But I'm not going to go trashing them behind their back. I've never done that once. And I don't know. Maybe people just can't figure me out, and they just choose, okay, well, I can't understand them. And people are afraid of what they don't understand. So,
yeah,
I agree. And, I mean, I book differently than any of the other companies in South Florida. I have a different style. It's a style that works for me here in Miami. If I would book in Broward, I'd probably run the same style they do. But I like being different. And some of the old-timers, and I'll say old-timers, guys that have been here in the business for 5 years and think they've been in the business since 1980, these old-timers, quote-unquote, they don't like the way I do it because I'm not pushing them. I should be pushing guys that have been in the business for 20 years and haven't done anything. If you haven't done anything for 5, 6, 7 years, let me push the guys that maybe have a chance. You didn't do it. You know, you didn't push yourself, so let me push these guys that aren't getting a spot anywhere else. Hey, I've pushed – I'll tell you – five, six, seven, eight names that I booked that nobody else wanted to book. I gave them a chance. They went out there and stole the show. Now everybody else is booking them. You know, like that's what I'm here for. I was never given a shot. You know, I was told by a trainer down here that, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. This ain't for you. Really? I bleed wrestling. I may not be good in the ring, but I bleed wrestling. One way or another, it's 24/7. So, yeah, it might not be good for you, but you know what? He hasn't done anything else with his life. So, like, my mentality is like, come on, man. They haven't gotten a chance to shine. So maybe somebody can see them and pick them up.
Right. Wow. Well, George, hopefully you'll put
really
this
awesome,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
hopefully
good to
you'll
hear. Somebody that genuinely cares about
yeah.
what he does. And you can hear it. You can hear it in your voice, man.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully you'll put
just,
this stuff aside.
I think that's just because I'm blown up running around around Marlins ballpark right
no,
now.
No, that's what I mean. You say it with such passion. I'm the same way when I talk. Like, you know, if I can toot my own horn for a second, is I talk with passion too, and I lose my voice when I talk half the time because it's like, man, it's like I just want you to get it, you know? But believe me, bro, I get it.
All right. Well, George, thanks so much, man. We'll see you tomorrow night, and hopefully you'll put all this drama aside and give the fans a good show
right.
tomorrow night.
Check out ICWMiami.com. Stay tuned because ICW is moving faster than ever, and we're getting to places we've never thought we could get. Check us out tomorrow's Fan Fest, and I'll see you there, Roman.
There you go, sir. Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow night. All right, Johnny. A lot of action
yeah,
here this evening. A lot of action.
That's going to be a great show tomorrow because I know it's led by a guy that has an enormous amount of passion in him, and he seems to have the right mindset too about exactly what he's saying, pushing the guys that he feels deserves the opportunity. And like you said, they went out there and they did exactly what they needed to do. And these are guys that are showing up at 10 a.m. to put the show together. You know, wrestlers, we don't just show up, well, most of us, or at least guys like myself, you know, don't just show up and just go into the ring. You know, we're there, we help out where we can before the show, during the show, after the show. I'll help clean up. It's just, you know, it's fun to do that. It's rewarding. You know,
right.
I don't think anybody should feel that they're above that either.
And I like to get a comment here from South Florida Radio. They're chatting here. They're another radio program that airs on Blog Talk Radio. And he was saying that you always have it because you have a clash of personalities. Some people like being more wrestling. Some people like being entertainment. Some people try to be both. So you're going to have a clash of personality. Again, it's a matter of egos and people with thick skins. Person Matt may take a comment as a criticism and think hard about it and take it to heart. Those are just some of the words there.
This
is a South Florida Radio. There are some folks
on
here.
Let me tell you something, South Florida Radio, and I appreciate your opinion, and I'm sure, you know, I guess you're the type that has the thick skin. It's not a matter of thick skin. It's all in the ways you say it. It's all in the way you're considerate to the other person. Hey, look, if I want to go out there and I have a certain style about me, I'm part brawler, part technician, part showman. Just because I don't go out there and do all these fancy high-flying doesn't mean I'm going to critique somebody else. How do they say it in WWE when I went up for my tryouts? It's a whole bunch of different flavor ice creams. That's what it is. So I'm not going to trash somebody else's style, but don't trash mine. Don't trash my opinion and my viewpoints either. Just, you know, it doesn't need to be an argument. It needs to be a compromise. That's
right.
All I'm saying. You know, I'm sure anybody out there with the right mindset would agree.
Right. All right, Johnny, with this topic, we're going to move forward. We're going to bring in Randall. You're there now, right?
Yes, let's move forward. Forward, move
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, man, I'm here, and I'm already in the back here, already arguing with Goldstein. Apparently,
yes.
He misinformed me. He gave me the wrong paperwork, and obviously had me already humiliating myself on the first day of me having him hired.
Well, guys, let's move forward. We're going to have Trevor Reed right now. There's a big event, not only tomorrow night, but also on Saturday. Trevor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
All right, Trevor. Sorry to have you holding there, but
Saturday night, yeah, not a problem.
Live 11, Take Back the City. What's going on this Saturday evening here in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale?
Well, yeah, no, we have live returning back to Hollywood over at the VFW off of Dixie. We have some pretty intense matches already planned out. You can definitely see you're going to see Brian the Beastly Brody take on J-Dog the Prodigy Brooks for the live pro wrestling title. You know, you have me and my partner, Big Mike Monroe, taking on Sean Phoenix and Nick Genesis, defending our tag team titles. And I know we have definitely a lot of other matches planned out for the show. So it's definitely going to be an interesting show, considering the fact that we've been on a little bit of a hiatus right now, but we're back and we're getting stronger. And we're going to have a, it's going to be an interesting show. I'm kind of excited. Not going to lie.
That is awesome. That's Live 11, Take Back the City. Now, can you let us know as far as the location, the address, the prices?
Well, I mean, prices are real simple. They're, you know, $5 for kids, $10 for adults. As far as an address, it's a VFW post 2500. It's off of Dixie Highway in between Hollywood and Pembroke Road over in Hollywood. And, yeah, it's on the west side of Dixie. I don't have the street address on me right now. You have to forgive me for that one. But you can always get the information off of projectwrestle.com, the website, my pro wrestling website, projectwrestle1word.com. And, yeah, you know, we've been doing shows there, two, three shows there. I know FOW's been running shows there for a while, too. So everyone is comfortable and knows where, you know, where wrestling is in Hollywood. So hopefully no one forgot about us just yet.
There you go. Now, why was the hiatus?
Well, honestly, we were trying to we were doing a few shows down at the American Legion Post in Oakland, and unfortunately, there's been so many shows. All of a sudden, it was funny because, you know, 2 years ago, you know, a year and a half ago, it was just, you know, ICW, and it was just once a month ICW, and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, FOW came up and we came up, and, you know, SFWA over in Naples. And USX just started out in Port St. Lucie and CWE up in West Palm. And there was just so many different shows, and we just didn't want to constantly be putting shows out there. And, you know, now all of a sudden now there's a little bit of a break between shows. So we figured, you know what, this would be a perfect time to put on a show. So none of the fans are burned. A lot of fans are hungry. They're ready for some more wrestling. So I figured this would be the perfect time to give it to them.
All right, well, there you go. Check it out this Saturday. That's Live 11 Take Back the City. The address there is 814 South Dixie Highway in Hollywood, Florida. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're there on time. Again, adults are $10.
Oh, absolutely.
Children are $5. Doors open at 7 p.m. Bell time is at 8 p.m. And as he mentioned, Trevor, the Beast with Snake Master will be facing off the Prodigy J-Dog Brooks for the Live Championship match. That should be exciting with Beastie Brody mm-hmm. there in action. Also, Mark Stardom, Justin Sane. Justin Sane is a great wrestler, young kid. Jay Biggs, too, will be in action, good friend of mine. And trust me, every time I see Jay Biggs, he always reminds me of Samoa Joe. And other guys, the Tech Squad versus the Soldiers of the Sun, and so much more action. And you can check their website, projectwrestle.com, for more information. Trevor, thank you so very much, my man.
All right. No, thank you, guys. Definitely appreciate having you.
Thank you, my man, and enjoy the show on Saturday. I hope to be there.
All right.
Thank you,
I'll
sir.
Talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
All right. All right, guys, we'll move forward. And,
did you, Roman, did you mention Snake Master, my buddy?
Yes,
my
sir.
Buddy
he's going to be
there.
Yeah, he's going to be managing.
Abuda Dean.
Yes, Snake Master Abuda Dean will be managing Beastly Brody.
Somebody's getting bit by the snake, baby, on Saturday night.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of heat today on this program. We usually aren't that heated here.
It's not that. It's just turning over a stone, man, that a lot of people leave covered, you know. People need to know, you know, that, you know, we have water cooler talk, too, except we just don't have a water cooler. You know,
yeah.
We have other stuff.
No, it is. And, Randall, you know, we've been...
That joke bombed.
We've been in this business here with MMA, and it's the same thing, you know. People just attack each other, and it's, as I mentioned, you know, you always think of women, you know, fighting, but no, men do it.
It's
pretty bad.
It is like that. You know what I attribute it to? It's like grown children. Yeah, like man-childs, you know, or women-childs. It's like, seriously, like, you know, I'll hear the other day I was talking to somebody and they were just like, oh, you can't say that because so-and-so will find out. And I'm just like, what are you, five? Somebody's going to tell on you? Like, be a fucking man. Excuse my fucking language, you know. But just like, I know, I'm sorry, bro. I know I'm not supposed to be cursing here, but I'm just, in fact, you know what? I'm going to say it first on this show. Next week, I'm going to go a full week without cussing, not once. Ooh. I'm going to do it for my pastors. My two pastors at Celebration Church in Tampa, Florida, Pastors Deanna and Pastor Larry. So I don't think they're listening at all, but somehow they'll know through divine intervention that I'm going to be a good boy next week.
There you go, man. Let's test Johnny next week.
I just can't stay on the same topic, man. I had coffee before the show.
I don't know if it wasn't
decaf.
There wasn't decaf.
No, it wasn't Sanka.
No. That's Anko. I can't believe it. That thing is so old. I didn't know this
I
going
to
be.
Laugh at that.
Hey, Randall. So what's the deal as we wait for Jordan Rayner? He's on the line. Just wait for 2 little seconds there. Randall, what is the deal with you and Goldust? What the heck happened here?
Well, I mean, in regards towards the contractual agreement I have with him, or the mess up that he already caused.
Let's start off with the mess up.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's supposed to provide me with all the information I need for the program. I mean, that's part of his position with me, and the paperwork I had was completely incorrect, and the subject went the wrong way, and obviously I was talking about the wrong person.
Well, you got to understand, what he's been through, he's lost a lot of brain cells.
Yes.
So, well, at least he's a recovering, you know, he's a recoverer, so you got to throw him one bone, I guess, you know,
I guess.
That's it.
Hope he doesn't fall out the wagon. All right, boys.
Really, yeah.
Let's bring
I carry the breathalyzer with me just in case.
Let's bring in local wrestler here, Jordan Rayner, to the program. Jordan, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Jordan, and we've seen Jordan, Johnny, Randall. This is a big
dude.
As you're on here, Jordan, with Johnny Knockout, Randall Villafaña, and myself. Now, the big news that I want to talk about with you, Jordan, what happened to you shortly, a few weeks ago? You became a champ. You're a tag team champ.
Okay.
Jordan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you want to know?
Tell us about how this happened. How it occurred. How are you feeling?
I'm actually really good. I'm excited about the fact that me and my partner finally hold tag team gold. And I'm not. You know what? The past is the past. I'm looking towards the future. I'm looking forward towards those FOW tag team titles that we're going to win from the Red Devil Fight Team in June 2nd.
And we've seen the Red Devil Fight Team. We've seen them in action. Latimao got the NWA show. They're a big name down here in South Florida. Tell us about you guys competing against those guys that have experience just like yourself. And what can the fans expect when you guys face off?
Well, in all honesty, they're possibly the best tag team in the state of Florida right now. And, you know, they've called me a piece of shit, saying I couldn't wrestle. Fine, they beat me. They beat a piece of shit. Who they beat? When I beat them, I beat the best in the state, which then makes me the best in the state.
And, Jordan, you've been in action for some time here, very experienced in South Florida, big man carrying all that weight, but you move so smooth, man, right there in that ring. And I've caught you a couple of times out there in action, and every time you see this guy, it's just amazing. So to see you with your partner to team up against the Red Devil team, it will be quite a match, man. I really do think it will be.
I'm actually really excited about it, to have competition that's going to put up a fight. You know, that's what people are going to pay to see, and it's going to see a fight. They're going to see a fight. They're going to see four of the toughest guys in Florida beat the crap out of each other. And I just can't wait. I'm excited about it. I'm ecstatic about it.
And now, Jordan, you've also had some tryouts with some of the major promotions, the TNAs or the WWE, no?
Yes.
And tell us about that experience, if you could just take us back.
I honestly have to say that the WWE tryouts I've had have let me see a whole new level of professional wrestling. I'm happy to be a South Florida indie wrestler, but that's not where I want to be in 10 years. That's not where I want to be in 12 years from now. I want to be at a point where I'm making money enough to support my family, you know, where I can do what I love and make money at it. That there's things that the lessons I've learned there were things that I'm going to use the rest of my wrestling career, and I'm actually glad I was able to be given that experience.
And I'm sure, and Johnny could attest to this, that when you give a tryout for the WWE, you come back in your next pro wrestling match, whether it's indie, and you come out a brand new man.
Yeah, no, you stole the words right out of my mouth, and my mind, I should say. I'm trying to wonder whether or not I met Jordan before. What's up, Jordan? This is Johnny Knockout. When did you have your tryouts with WWE?
I had one earlier this year in January of 2012, and one last year in November.
Okay, so I must have missed you then. I was in 2010s. So So.
Oh, okay.
But that's cool, man. No, what you're saying, I definitely can relate to. Yeah, you know, we learned so much, and just having that opportunity was just like a really awesome experience and something that you never forget and you take with you. But, yeah, man, I wish you all the best, dude. You know, and it's something I wanted to say, too, about your opponents, the Red Devils, what are they?
Yes, Red Devil Fight Team.
Fight Team.
Red Devil Fight Team. Well, I hope that their wrestling skills are better than their promo skills, because one thing you got to know is never underestimate your opponent, number one. If he wants to call you a POS, bro, what happens when you kick his ass and you beat him? That means that he got beat by a POS? Not saying that you are, but, like, how does that make him? You know what I mean? This guy's ready, bro. He says it's a fight. And that's exactly what it is, man. You know, you got to be ready to put your money where your mouth is, dude. Bet it all, and bank on Jordan here.
And Jordan,
run him over, bro, and don't put on your brakes.
And Jordan, two more things before we let you go. When is this match going to happen? When can the folks start seeing you in action again?
The match between the Hardliners and the Red Devil Fight Team is June 2nd, FOW, in Hollywood, Florida.
Sorry,
not Hollywood. It's Deerfoot Beach. I apologize. It's not Hollywood. It's in Deerfoot Beach. Battle of the Palm, Deerfoot Beach, Florida.
And that's going to be June 2nd, you said?
Yes, sir.
And that's going to be exciting out there, seeing both these guys in action, all of the four guys, because I know you guys are going to have a great, great, great match. Now, I want to talk to you about something here. You know, we've all heard the craze here of DDP yoga. In fact, Johnny, you and me were talking about it prior to the interview. I saw a post, Jordan, that you're going to do DDP yoga?
Why not? I ended up finding a download of it.
Oh, man, well, you can't say that. You should have said, you know, I bought the damn thing, but all right, whatever.
Okay, fine, I bought the damn thing. I bought the damn thing, and I'm going to try it.
Have you yourself done yoga before?
I've done a little bit of it, and it, as weird as it looks, because I'm 370 pounds, it looks weird, but feels pretty, you know, it makes me feel loose, relaxes me.
I gotta see Jordan Rader do a headstand.
I mean, we all don't have to do the headstands, but no, what Jordan is saying is right, man. I mean, it limbers you out, and as a wrestler, that's what you need, man. The guy, his size, you said he's pretty quick in the ring, right? That's certainly a test to the stretching regimen that he's on.
Yeah, let me tell you, it is going to change your action inside the ring. I assure you 100%. Once you start doing the yoga, you're going to be a different man. Not only physically,
you're going to start seeing Jordan leapfrog guys like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah, you're going to see Jordan do that RVD.
And then drop kick him on the way down.
good luck for that, man. Because honestly, yoga is very good for you, man. And trust me, you're going to be a real. You're going to feel real good when you're inside that ring with all that flexibility you're going to have.
Cool.
Make sure you tag us a picture of yourself doing a DDP yoga on the Roman Show Facebook page. I'd like to see that, and I'm sure all the fans would too.
Hell yeah.
You know, a man is like 50 pounds doing this stuff. And that's just amazing, man, that you're doing this stuff. Well, Jordan, thanks so very much, man. I know you're pretty much at all the indie events. Are you going to be coming out to that ICW show tomorrow night or no?
Yeah, I'll be there. As for the live show, I can't do that. I'm going to Orlando on Saturday.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So we'll see you then tomorrow night. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the fritanga, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
It's good food, man.
Definitely.
Can't go wrong. All right, Jordan. Well, thanks so very much, man. And we'll anytime you want to come on the show, you're always welcome.
All right, thank you, man. I will, definitely.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right.
Good
All
talking to you, Jordan. Take it easy,
buddy. Hey, take it easy.
All right. Johnny, now we're back here in the program. Randall.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you're trying to get your issue there resolved with Goldstein. I know.
Put him on a timeout?
I don't know what's going on with Goldstein. I don't know if he's mesmerized right now by the knockouts who are in TNA wrestling right now, or if he's...
I'd love to just invade the knockout division in TNA and just be like, listen, ladies, I'm the real knockout here, so I'm going to compete for that belt, I'm going to win it, and then you go off and get lost. Well, you can get lost in my dressing room, but definitely get lost.
That'd be pretty funny. Hey, let's go to a quick commercial, because we haven't gone to a commercial whatsoever. It's been a pretty hot show tonight.
Wasn't necessary, bro. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back with 2 seconds in just a few minutes. All right, we'll be right back with more action at the Roman Show.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday,
at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Gotta keep them separated.
All right, and we are back with more action here on The Roman Show as TNA is airing live right now. But as we were left off with this whole Goldstein thing, Johnny and Randall, I don't know how much you're drinking. I don't know about if Goldstein went to grab a brewski right now. I mean, I went to go get some coconut water, but... I hope this guy gets himself straightened up.
I mean, I'm hoping so too. But like I said, I'm literally carrying around a breathalyzer, and every time I have a meeting with him, I am making sure he takes the test.
Johnny, what's wrong with coconut water?
What's right with coconut water?
What's wrong with it?
I ask the questions around here.
I love coconut water, man. I've been drinking it.
I like coconut covered in chocolate.
Oh, I don't know about that one. That's pretty nasty.
Like Almond Joys? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the pro wrestling world. And today we decided to go local. But one of the stuff that's coming up right now is that Ric Flair's daughter signed. That's
Woo!
Right. Yeah. So she's not part of the with FCW. She's going to be joining up there this summer. And the Wrestling Observer's reporting that WWE has signed Ashley Flair Johnson to a developmental contract. And again, she will be going out there to FCW. She is a former Division I athlete in volleyball. Now, do you imagine Ric Flair's daughter? I mean, hopefully she doesn't look like Ric Flair.
Oh, the volleyball gimmick.
You imagine?
Who's the new head of the talent relations? Didn't they get rid of Ty Bailey and now they have this volleyball guy? Look at
yeah,
that.
They did. Yeah, they
first
did.
First volleyball player. Son
yeah,
of a
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah they did. They did. No, but you imagine her coming out that maybe they call her the Nature Girl and woo! No,
the Nature Girl. That's funny. That'd be awesome, actually. Why not?
I really don't know. Well, TNA right now is advertising Slammiversary. You know, it's a big event coming up. As they got several shows coming up as far as pay-per-views. And they also announced that from here on out, all the pay-per-views are going to be in Orlando. That's the plan right now. So you can see out there from here on out as far as the TNA. And you can definitely see the changes out there that TNA is trying to do. How about with this whole this gut gimmick where any wrestler...
The gut check.
Where
yeah,
any wrestler
you hit the nail on the head with the word, bro. Gimmick.
Yes. I'm going to first start off with you, Johnny. What are your thoughts on this and Hulk Hogan's possible, like, or Bischoff's?
Where's my contract, brother? That's where my thoughts are. Put me on that freaking TV. I guarantee you that you'll have fans cheering in support of Johnny Knockout. There's no doubt in my mind. I am 101% sure that you put me on that TV. That would be it. That's all I need. It's to get my face in front of that screen. That's all I need. But, like you said, gimmick. The thing is, the kid was hired. They put him on the TV. They put it as, like, new talent initiative. It's kind of like the NXT, in a sense. Which is cool and all, and more power to him. Yeah, I had a chance to work with the kid, Alex. Good kid. And I told him he's got the right look and the right attitude, and he'll make it. So, good for him. I'm just freaking, I'm just getting incredibly, like, vicious in my mind, like I'm like a seething shark that smells blood. I really want to be on that stage and I want to kick the crap out of all these guys. I really do. So,
well,
brother, where's my contract? I'll rip off a freaking t-shirt. I'll rip off Hulk Hogan's t-shirt. I don't care what I have to do. Just give me that 10 seconds of opportunity. I don't, that's all I need.
Well,
hell, give me 9.
Well, one guy that has a lot of inside scoop and working on getting him on the program, and right now he has a podcast, and I was talking to Randall about this, is none other than the Vato Loco himself, Conan. And he's been doing shoots from everywhere, talking about what's going on behind the TNA office with Hogan coming in and so forth. And in one of those interviews, he said that he didn't feel like the folks there were too happy in TNA. It felt kind of like, you know, I'm going to go do my job, and I'm going to get my paycheck, and I am gone. And that is what he was saying. Yeah, that's what he was saying as far as the talent out there in TNA.
That's a shame if that's the case. That's what happened with WCW before it went under. I'm not saying that's, you know, the fate of TNA, but, yeah, you got to be happy going to work, man. It shouldn't have to feel like work.
That's right. Well, and in other news, we're also getting that Karma could soon be ready to come back to the WWE. And the reason that she hasn't been brought back is because creative just doesn't know what to do with her yet. We're trying to find an angle, but they could easily link her up with Beth Phoenix, which I think would be a phenomenal match between these two ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just, they're, if that's the case and if that's really accurate, then they just, yeah, they're not prepared with that, or they're just not interested in doing something with that, because that whole, hey, we got nothing for you, is just the worst excuse you could hear. You know, I heard recently through a friend of mine who's, I actually was looking to get booked for a certain company, and they're like, you know, the guy likes you and all, but, you know, he just not too great with promoting and marketing. I'm like, lame. So I said, I didn't even want to talk about it. I was just like, lame. And then later on that day, I got booked. So who knows? You never know what happens in wrestling. I mean, she's a good talent. I met her personally. She's a sweetheart. She's, you know, she's awesome. So, and she's a good attraction. It's just a matter of time and the right, I guess, lining of the stars for it to happen. But you can see what they're doing with the Divas division. They're not really doing anything with it. If that was the case, if they really gave a shit about it, Natalya would be doing something good with the time. And I don't know why Beth Phoenix had to ruin her lengthy title reign. But, you know, who knows, man? You never know what's going to happen in a couple of months. So
that's right.
I wish her well, but, yeah.
Well, from WWE and TNA, we're going to move back down to the indies. We all remember Tammy Sunny Cinch. She has been a person that has been appeared at several independent shows. In fact, when WrestleMania took place down here not too long ago in South Florida, she was scheduled to make about two appearances or three appearances, one of them being at the NWA Ring Warriors, and there was another at another promotion and a party. Mind you, the NWA Ring Warriors is a big, big, big indie promotion down here, and she did not show up. Allegedly, she was sick in the hospital. But it turns out that she has been in a rash of no-shows. She's pulling off a Nick Diaz, Randall, like what he's been doing in the MMA world, pulling out at the end of the day. She was scheduled for an interview at the VOC Nation Wednesday in the afternoon in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, mind you, they had a car sent to her, New Jersey residents, to pick her up for the appearance, and no one answered the door. So the host of this program went on Twitter and said she was unprofessional, no show. Now I see why people are reluctant to work with her. Now after this, she is still has a couple of shows scheduled, an appearance set for this Saturday at the Patriot Auction Gallery in West Virginia. So that is the scoop with Sunny. And what they're also reporting is that 3 weeks ago, she missed three consecutive dates in Maine due to personal demons, according to the event promoter. That is the issue going on with Sunny. And we all remember Sunny because I'm pretty sure maybe you guys had a crush on her too. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only
idiot. Actually, I had a poster of her on my ceiling.
Let's see, there you go. But that's one thing that should upset, especially independent promoters, when a person gives you the word and they just don't show up. And Johnny, I'm sure you've seen this stuff in the back.
Dude, you could call me Mr. Reliable, but yeah, I've as recently as a few weeks ago, I was on board to take over in a match where some guy might not have shown up. He didn't even give a call. You know, he didn't even give a call saying late. And this guy still, you know, to me, I would have been like, hey, let me teach this guy a lesson as a promoter. I'd be like, listen, you either show up on time or don't pull this shit where you're just coming last minute. I understand traffic or whatever. Give me a call. Let me know. You know, me and this other guy had this whole match, you know, we're ready for this match. We're, you know, at each other's throats. And it was going to be a great match, you know. And then this guy just shows up and, you know. I was just like, you know, we were talking about Dash earlier, right? About 4 o'clock. Imagine bell time is 7:45, and this person shows up 7:35, and then they get to go on. Like, give me a freaking break, man. Like, you know, but I'm Mr. Reliable, bro. I mean, you know, there'll be very rarely, if very, very rarely, that I will not be at a show. And honestly, up to this point, it's never happened. I've always been there, and I've never been late. I've been early all the time. Me being early is showing up 15 minutes. Being on time is showing up 15 minutes early or more, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is. I would say don't give the guy an opportunity. Let them say why they didn't come. Don't send a car to somebody's house
and then you totally leave them hanging high and dry. That's people's time, people's money, you know, and people's lives and welfare to show that fans were coming out to see this person, you know. At least give some kind of reasoning, you know. Nobody's that freaking busy. Or nobody has an excuse good enough. I know I talk a lot, man, but I say a lot of good stuff.
No,
but basically, that's it. That's my take.
It's all right, man. But well,
be reliable.
That's what's going on with these folks. Some of them just don't show up. You know, they promise, they give their word, and they pull out at the end of the day. So that's
well,
what's
they give it to somebody more deserving than like George would do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if maybe they give an opportunity, as you say, to those folks that deserve it a lot more. And Sonny gets some help. You know, if this indeed is where she's trying to deal with these personal demons that she has. I know that she was.
Well, listen, we all got fucking problems, okay?
Yeah, we do.
I don't eat regularly every day, but you don't see me crying, man. I'm looking for my next work.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that said, we're going to move over now to this weekend, as Over the Limit is going to take place. And if you guys that didn't see CM Punk and Daniel Bryan come up. Independent teams, and now I'm crossing my finger that they keep these guys, they let them do what they want. This will be a phenomenal match between these two for the WWE Championship this Sunday at Over the Limit. Randall, you've seen the match between both these guys in the independent scenes. What do you think is going to happen this Sunday night?
Man, I mean, it's like you said, if they allow them to do what they do best, then we're probably going to see one of the best matches of the year between these two guys. Because, I mean, they when you're looking for that original creative and that great kind of wrestling all put together and people who bring that independent scene into the pro wrestling that's on TV, you're going to look at people like CM Punk. You're going to look at people like Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, however you want to call them. You're going to look at these guys and you see how great they are and how good they work and how well they perform. And at this point, I think even though the storyline kind of just came out of nowhere,
yes,
but it is one of the great matches that has been set up for this event, and I think it's going to be the one that's going to outshine the whole event itself.
Yeah, and it's true. They basically pulled this out, and they kind of flip-flopped. Now, Jericho was fighting for the other championship, and then Bryan went to the other championship, so like vice versa. Now,
yeah,
I want to get your thoughts on the other championship match. It's a four-way, Johnny, at Over the Limit, which will be featuring Sheamus, Randy Orton, Jericho, and Alberto Del Rio. What are your thoughts on this match?
My thoughts on the CM Punk and Daniel Bryan match. I know the fans want to hear that. I know just craving that. If they give those guys enough time to do what they want to do, then I'm sure you're going to see a very unorthodox match. WWE has their own style, but these guys got something to prove, and they work their asses off to get to where they are. Because I'm along the same lines, man. I'm an independent guy myself. I didn't break in the easy way either, not to discount anybody. But, yeah, these guys are going to have a lot to prove. So hopefully they get a good, like, 10, 15-minute match at this. The Fatal 4-Way match?
Yep.
Oh, I think it's four great talents. It's good to see Alberto Del Rio back. You know, I actually missed him in the ring. You know, you don't know what you got until it's not around. And he was cool to watch, but then, like, I didn't like him too much. And then, like, him being back, it was just like he brings an aggressive style. He brings something different. He's really unique. You know, there's not a lot of guys like him. And he's got a legit background in kickboxing and fighting and stuff like that. Sheamus is awesome. Randy Orton, obviously everybody knows he's one of my favorites. He's the one guy I'd want to get into the ring with in the future. And Jericho, who doesn't like Jericho? He's the last of the Mohicans, man. He's a hybrid. He can do it all. So it's going to be a great match. And honestly, I couldn't even predict the outcome on that one. I don't know.
That's right. Well, they're also going to get other matches involved in this Over the Limit match event with John Cena versus John Laurinaitis. And if Laurinaitis loses, well, he loses pretty much his general manager position. So who knows what's going to happen with that. And then we got this whole thing with Triple H and Brock Lesnar. Allegedly, they were going to have this match waited out all the way to SummerSlam. But now it seems like it's going to be earlier than that. As they want to... Yeah, they want to use Brock Lesnar's contract. He has like about, I think, 30-something appearances. But they want to wait all those appearances towards WrestleMania season and not waste it right now. So that is why we're seeing this delay. But we did get to see Paulie Dangerously, or Paulie Heyman, which was great. And we
that
saw
was
it
awesome, man.
Monday. Yeah,
that
was
incredible
great.
To see him again.
I just wish he'd go more into a shoot. You know, he kind of gives some gist there, but he didn't go completely.
Oh, he's doing great for what he's not. He's doing awesome. He's head and shoulders above so many people that day.
So, needless to say, we'll see what's wrong with these guys, and after this, as far as what's going to happen. Well, with that being said, guys, we're pretty much running towards the end of the program, but I want to get this thing settled with Goldstein and Randall, Johnny, because I don't know what's going on, and I think Goldstein is here. Goldstein, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on with you? You gave the wrong information to Randall, knowing that he hired you. The man is paying you, yet you're what the heck is wrong with you, man?
Man, everybody can make a mistake, and there was this one time I made a mistake. Randall, don't take it that if I was drinking, I wasn't. You took that breathalyzer, and it said I was sober.
I just don't want to ruin my own personal reputation in the mix of all this, Goldstein, you know? The first day on the job, and already the wrong information. I'm going to give you the chance. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. It was a mistake, but if it happens again, I'm going to have to take a more serious precaution here, because that affects me and affects the alias given to me by the Roman Show fans of Mr. Professional.
I'm deeply sorry.
I actually have some sympathy for this guy. I can't believe I'm saying that.
This is why I hired him.
Let's give him another chance.
Yeah.
Just stay away from your friends,
Johnny.
Jack and Jim, okay?
No more.
Jack and Jim. Only Awkwafina.
No more. No more Goose either.
No. Let Mr. Goose, Mr. Belvedere, Mr. Bean, all those guys, let them go.
Oh, I love Mr. Bean. Oh, don't rob him of Mr. Bean. Robert, Captain Morgan, but not Mr. Bean.
All right, Goldstein, you find yourself some help, sir, and hopefully the next time around we talk to you sober. I heard they saw you at a recent baseball game, trashed in the middle of the hallway of a bathroom.
Sir, that's not true. You got no pictures to prove it.
He said
there was something so funny about that.
He had a bunch of peanuts surrounded on him with a bottle of Jim Beam in the middle of the hallway of the bathroom in a baseball game.
What about the Cracker Jacks? Did they finish those?
Nah, there were no Cracker Jacks. They just put the peanuts.
Oh, just peanuts? No.
Yeah, just peanuts. They threw it at him. And there was some
pigeons. I took all that security camera away.
There were some pigeons trying to pick on the peanuts, but, you know. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. Are you going to be all right, Goldstein?
Yes, Mr. Roman, I am going to be fine.
Are you sober right now?
Yes, I am. I am drinking Kool-Aid.
you need like a
There better not be any additions to that Kool-Aid, Mr. Goldstein, because that's going to be a problem.
You need to drink some tea with honey, because that voice is hoarse, man.
Seriously.
Heavy drinking has ruined your larynx.
Have you thought about this, guys? We have a man whose last name is Goldstein drinking Kool-Aid, and he's a alcoholic and an attorney. What the heck is this?
Kool-Aid.
Who runs with these gimmicks? Who makes these things up?
I just can't believe there's nothing wrong with baseball games and Cracker Jacks. No, there's not, man. And there's nothing wrong with grape drink either.
No. Come on, Goldstein. Get some help. Get some help, sober up, drink some Sanka, decaf, whatever you got to do. But
no, decaf is horrible. Do not do the decaf.
I don't approve
of decaf either. That'll be another breach of contract.
Sacrilegious. Sanka.
No decaf.
Stay off the booth. Hashtag decaf. All right, Goldstein. That's enough for you. All right, hey, quickly, guys. Have you guys managed to pick up the book of Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
No.
All right, well, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, there, he and I had the opportunity of speaking to him, but he spoke about as far as this incident he has with Mickey Rourke and how he wanted to basically, well, he wanted to lay a smackdown on Mickey Rourke one day because he thought that he was a jerk. And he goes into detail. You can actually find an interview there on WrestleZone, and the Roman Show actually has an interview that you can check there on the YouTube channel with Hack Sergeant Duggan. And we're working on getting him too. Huh?
No, I've seen that, and I did read a little bit of his biopic on if that's even the right word, on his autobiography. And honestly, I like how he approaches his stories. He told a story that nobody's ever heard of before with Bill, at least fans have, and I haven't, with Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning Steve.
No,
I was just like, wow, I actually learned a little bit more about the business just by that little story.
Oh, yeah.
So I would definitely be interested in reading his book.
You got to pick it up because right now I was reading it the other day, and you would never – you're going to laugh at what I'm going to tell you right now, but he had a major bone to pick with none other than Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown, Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne, yeah. Well, he had this heat between Hacksaw and Matt Bourne, and in fact, they met again the last time they wrestled, and Hacksaw wasn't too happy about it. But, you know, as you stated, Johnny, you know, in the ring, you have to be friends because at the end of the day, you're just working together. But he had said something that, you know, I'm going to hit you with a chair and you're going to hit me with a 2x4. And Hacksaw was like, look, listen, it's an independent show. Let's not go crazy. Let's just keep it short and sweet. But during the match, Matt Bourne did something else. You know, you want to take it to the limit. So Hacksaw was like, well, you know, you did this to me. I'm going to do this to you. So there was a spot where Matt Bourne literally kicked Hack Sergeant Duggan in the mouth and nearly broke his teeth.
Yeah,
so Hacksaw,
my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hacksaw got pissed off, and after, you know, they finished off the match, well, Hacksaw told Matt Bourne, "Hey, meet me in the locker room." Well, apparently Hacksaw goes to the back, and Matt Bourne is gone. Doink the Clown is absolutely gone.
Did Hacksaw get the 3 points then?
No, he didn't get anything. He finished the match.
I'm sorry, I'm being funny. But, wow, man.
Yeah,
you know something? You know, we were talking about this earlier about, you know, that's my view on it. But not everybody's like that either. You know, they'll go out and say, yeah, and then they'll bullshit you. They'll get in the ring and, you know, they'll be upset that they couldn't get what they wanted out of it. That's a story like Hacksaw told, man. A lot of guys will go in there, they'll say one thing, and then they'll complain to a promoter later. They'll even tell a younger guy, you got to be so careful in this business. Like, they'll be more experienced guy. He'll tell a younger guy to do something. The guy will go out there and do it, and then he'll be like, you know what this guy did to me in the match? You got to have good people around you, too, to be able to back up your story. I'm telling you, man, it's a crazy business. You got to protect your ass. And that's the only thing I was trying to say before when I was talking to George about you got to look out for number one. I'm not saying doing it at somebody else's expense. Don't get me wrong. But you got to be able to protect yourself.
That's right. All right, and I'm going to finish off with this final note here. That Dustin Rhodes, better known as Goldust, will be in action July 14th at the NWA Ring Warriors in Hollywood, Florida.
Nice.
That's going to be huge.
Rhodes?
Dustin Rhodes, that's right.
I'm
Goldust.
Saying, is he going to be in Goldust gimmick, or is he going to be
That's a good question. I guess we would have to see and wait and see. I would assume that he's going to be in Goldust. They're just promoting here, NWA Ring Warriors. How much do you know about Goldust or Dustin Rhodes? So I guess we're going to get both of those worlds.
I know my buddy AOD, the Snake Master, works for NWA Ring Warriors. So
yep.
I'm interested in hearing more about that match because not for nothing, I've had a chance to meet Dustin. And, you know, just his ring work, he's phenomenal, man. He's one of the few great pure athletes, pure wrestlers. So,
yep, so he'll be in action there.
Match.
Yeah, he'll be in action. And I, you know, when the whole incident happened when he was let go from the WWE, and there's been much speculation as far as why, but from what we understand, he was a producer of WWE, and he came up with the spot that was very dangerous for the two guys, and that pretty much gave him the kick in the butt and took him out of WWE. But it hasn't been confirmed. That is just one of the rumors that was published out there.
They did change the
strangely enough, they changed the finishing move that Titus O'Neil and Darren Young the next week.
Yep.
They're going with that now, so who knows?
Yep, we never know. We're going to have to
talk about professional, man. When I was backstage working with them, that's the one word, if you ask me what was my experience like, professional to the max. So, you know, they gotta make an example out of somebody if that shit's going to happen. So it's unfortunate because the guy's great, but, you know.
Yep. Well, that'll be in action. And also on that July 14th event, you're going to have King of Florida, Francisco Scasto versus Shooter Storm, the Red Devil Fight Team, with Brett Adams versus the Undead, and also for the NWA Ring Wars Grand Championship, the Marquis Bruce Antique versus former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Scrap Iron Adam Pearce, and along with Goldust. So that's going to be great. Well, final thoughts. I'm going to start off with you first, Randall.
Well, I mean, first, before I give my final thought, I did want to remind me and you spoke about this yesterday. I had caught a different version of Monday Night Raw since I had to view it later on, and it was a Spanish version. And I did see that Sin Cara is making his return to WWE, at least in-ring work, in Mexico, in Guadalajara. So we might be seeing him coming back to WWE TV very soon as well after his long suspension due to the violation of the wellness policy.
Mm-hmm. And your final thought about tonight, Randall?
Great show, man. Excited to see what happens at Over the Limit. Waiting to see what the storyline between Laurinaitis and Cena goes. And definitely can't wait to see that Punk and Bryan match. And I need to go ahead and go do another breathalyzer test on Goldstein right after the show because I'm worried.
Yes, please do. Johnny, your final thought.
Well, I mean, I did have about 17 fan questions that I did not get a chance to get to, so I apologize to my JKO army on that. I've had questions all the way from Harriet from Halifax, Nova Scotia, all the way to Jenny Lee in Jamaica. It was a lot of questions. But I do want to say that it was a pleasure having the four gentlemen that we had on tonight. We had Jordan Rayner, we had Dash Maverick, we had George, who runs ICW, and Trevor, I'm forgetting the last name, but everybody was pretty cool, upbeat. We had a very good topics of discussion. That's what you can look forward to hearing on the Roman show every, one of the nights of the week, because we're usually on Tuesdays. But
yes.
I suggest all the fans tune in to blogtalkradio.com with Alpha Roman every week to find and hear more. And if any fans do have more questions, aside from the 17 that I have yet to get to, that I will, you can log into facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. You can tweet me at JKO Reality. And if you're looking to see a video of some sort, just hang out and go to youtube.com, The Real JKO, for all that good shit. And,
nice.
Yeah, the coffee's wearing off. Thank you for having me again this week, Roman. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Good to hang with you, Randall.
Same here.
Yes, sir, and we'll be
Mr.
back
professional.
Next
professional!
We'll be back
the
next
box
Tuesday,
office draw.
Guys. We'll be back next Tuesday, guys, at the original time, 9:30 p.m., and we're going to have Alex Wright on the program, former WCW superstar. And as I stated in the past, we will have more guests here, including, if all goes well, Conan will have him here on the show soon, and many, many others on the program as time will permit. Well, guys, with that being said, if you missed the show, head on over to RodolphoRoman.com. You'll catch the entire episode in just a few seconds. All right, guys, with that being said, good night. And we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully the Heat could help themselves. And Goldstein, get some help ASAP. Good night, guys.